Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondrink.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Kind of a nasty fall day, right?
It's not summer. That's got that against it.
Not as bad as it could be, I guess, right? Derek, you got to keep us appraised of what's going on the game while we're at it, right?
Yeah, right now they're actually in a weather delay up at Spartan Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's actually rain and lightning and some snow, believe it or not.
I thought Derek was going to say, did you say something? I'm listening to the game.
Well, anyways, Derek will keep us aware of what's going on with the Michigan-Michigan State game. I'm a state guy. You?
Michigan.
Derek's a Michigan guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm the only state guy here, right?
Yeah.
Not that I don't like Michigan, but when it comes to Michigan, Michigan State, most of my nieces, nephews, and whatever have all gone to state. So,
well, disclaimer, I don't care about football one way or the other. Know, I went to Michigan for a semester.
I'm not crying and betting on anything, so I'm good with it, right? Well, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Excellent. And you'll find news from around the world, across the nation, and right here at home on there. It's the stuff you don't find on the mainstream media. So make sure you go to www.thedailydrift.com. Check it out and pass that around to people. And if you want to email me something, you don't have to call into the show. We'd love to have you call in, but you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. But 734-822-1600, if it's something you want to talk about or if you want to comment on what we're talking about, please call into the show.
Remember, you can be listening to this show and turn the volume of the game down and still see the action and the score.
Yes, and we're much more interested.
Yes.
All right, well, let's take care of a little business. Amish Furniture Outlet. If you like real furniture, not that press board, plywood, IKEA-type stuff... I bought that stuff, let me tell you. Number one, by the time I put it together, it falls apart anyways. But if you want real wood furniture that you can pass on to your kids and your grandkids, buy Amish Furniture from the Amish Furniture Outlet. They do furniture refinishing as well, furniture repairs and reupholstery. 734-449-8000. That's 734-449-8000. They're located on M36 in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. If you go to thecurrentonline.com, COU. RANTonline.com, 20% ad, or 20% off coupon in there. Just mention this ad. Tell them you heard it on the radio or you saw it in the current newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And remember, nobody refinishes chipboard.
You don't think?
Yeah, so there's real value in real wood.
Yeah, so we're going to start. Last week we had Nick Stumphauser on. For his new movie that's come out, documentary.
How to Kill 14 People Without Saying a Word,
which is a documentary on how kind of like political correctness. And Nick is calling in today because next Saturday is the premiere. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Nick. And you and I have been kind of talking over the last week since you were on the show, and we're trying to push it out. And you were on Gruber Friday.
Yeah, heard Gruber on. Heard him on Gruber.
Yep.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, so I was on Gruber, and I got an email from CRTV a couple of days ago saying that I'm going to be on a few episodes of their programs, Experience Matters and Happy Hour with Tom Cunningham. So CRTV viewers are going to see me, my beautiful mug, on their screens at some point.
Hey, and in major news, I referenced you on my blog. I promoted the movie and our interview on my blog, and so far it's had 130 views.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes. Beautiful. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So we'll keep pushing that out on Facebook. I'm trying to push it for Facebook and Twitter.
Same
for you
here.
Too. So everything you can to get that out there. Just keep hitting us up and tag us, Nick, when you're doing something, and we'll retweet them and repost them for you as well.
Absolutely. I appreciate the support, guys.
Yeah. So next Saturday, 1 o'clock, right, is the premiere?
Yeah. So if your listeners want to attend, they're going to go to howtokill14people.com, and it's at the Historic Howell Theater. You're going to grab a ticket there, and you're going to come take the streets back from the left.
Very good. And you can also go to nickstumphauser.com, and there's a link there as well, right?
Very true.
So that's NickStumpHauser, nickstumphauser.com. Check Ed and my Facebook and Twitter pages yep. out, and you'll also see Nick. And then see Nick. Nick's at Nick Stumphauser is his Twitter handle. And I'm assuming your Facebook is just Nick Stumphauser, right?
Yes.
All right, so give us a quick brief, because I'm not the best at describing your movie. So go ahead and describe your movie as quick as you can so people kind of know what it is to go see.
Well, in 2015, on December 2nd, 14 people were murdered by two Islamic terrorists, and this was allowed to happen because the neighbors of these Islamic terrorists, who knew something was up, chose not to say anything out of fear of being called racist or Islamophobes. And the film dives into why they were afraid. And the answer to why they were too afraid to say anything is the same answer for why Brett Kavanaugh took so long to be instantiated as Supreme Court Justice, why the Parkland shooting happened, why Ann Coulter can't speak at UC Berkeley, why Antifa is beating the crap out of people. The answer is the same to all of these. So if your listeners want to know why all of these things are related, they got to come see the movie.
Okay, great. All right, well, Nick, give us the website one more time. It's nickstumphauser.com.
Yep.
Or you can go
to howtokill14people.com. That's the number 14. And you got to grab your tickets now because the theater's filling up and you've only got a week left.
Okay, so we're going to keep pushing to get that out there. And I know Theron's going to try and help you this upcoming week as well. But it's a great way. Hey, it's an afternoon date. Mm-hmm. Take your wife, your better half, your live-in, whatever it is, your situation, or just a couple of buddies. Grab your buddies and go see this movie and get yourself fired up about the upcoming election and getting out there and making a difference.
Absolutely. Listen, okay. Gentlemen, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Thanks, Nick. Stay in touch.
See you, Nick.
Bye.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to that movie.
I'll hold the fort here.
You're going to stay here?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think I'll have Alex on.
Okay, perfect.
And we don't have to pre-record or...
Yes, thank you.
You know, really, I think it's really, you know, a disservice to the listeners to have a best of.
I don't like doing best ofs, and I don't think I have. I think most, other than maybe like Christmas.
Well, we'd be talking about, because we'd be talking about something that happened 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
I
do too. I'm not a fan of doing best ofs because, well, number one, I don't know that there is a best of Gary.
Today is the best.
Today is the best day.
Yeah.
All right, the first thing I want to, let's go positive. First thing I want to talk about yesterday, because I didn't see it in the big media, right? I heard it on Gruber. I heard it on Wham. I didn't hear it anywhere else. Maybe Fox.
I saw it on Fox, if you're going to say what I think you are.
The 5%
yeah.
Trump budget cut. So yep. President Trump has his cabinet meeting and looks at the cabinet members and says, for 2020, I want all of you to look at your departments and make a 5% budget cut.
Yep.
5%. Folks, that's huge.
Yeah.
Whenever has the United States government reduced by 1%, let alone 5%? You know,
yeah, I think I told you this story when I was in the Air Force, and they bought a new TV for the day room. And I said, well, why? I asked Squadron First Sergeant, I said, why did we buy a new color TV for the day room? Nobody watches it. They all have their own TVs. He says, well, we bought new furniture, too. It hasn't been delivered. I said, why would you do that? And he says, well, because if we don't spend it, we lose it.
Yeah.
So there's never been any incentive in the government to actually save money. It's like, well, we may need that for something next year, so we better not spend it now.
Yeah.
We better spend it now.
And that is an absolute outrage mm-hmm. to me that the federal government, the state government, the local governments can do this kind of budgeting. You know, you should be rewarded by saying, you know what, you guys saved money. We're going to put that money aside for you in the rainy day fund, right?
Well, that's private industry does that. Typically, reward
saving money.
We should
all be doing
money.
That in our government as well.
Well, who do we have running the government now?
Politicians
and
lawyers.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, who's proposing the 5% cut?
Finally, a businessman.
A businessman.
Yeah. And there you go, folks. So let's kind of roll that into what we see happening in 2.5 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's election day, folks. 2.5 weeks from now is election day. For those of you who are registered, if you're in Michigan, it's too late, I think, to register.
Right.
30 days has already passed. you must, please, do not vote any Democrats on your ticket. None. Zero. Zip. I was telling Pastor Rick before the show started, for the first time in my life, I voted absentee last week. I voted straight Republican. The first time we don't have a straight ticket Republican option, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went right down the list. And even the college regents and stuff, I went strictly Republican. Normally, yeah. I balance those out a little bit. I do libertarian or constitutionalist or whatever.
Can't afford that.
You know what I mean? I went straight Republican across the whole freaking ballot this time around.
Yeah.
And you have to do this because I want you to – how many people have never seen as many Democratic commercials on your television as you are seeing right now?
Oh, but they are Democratic candidates who do not claim to be Democrats.
Yes.
They are running away from the tag Democrat, yes. And they need to be held to that.
Let's take a look at Alyssa Slotkin, right?
Do we have to?
Carpetbagger Alyssa Slotkin just moved here to run for office. Is that what I'm seeing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? She moved here filled with Nancy Pelosi money. To make matters even worse, they want to say, oh, she served in Iraq and she was a CIA.
Yeah.
Hello? Do you trust the CIA right now?
Not lately.
Not knocking all of them, but there's a deep state portion here.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of them that has moved to Michigan and trying to unseat Bishop.
Yeah.
And flat out lying. I wanted to cover this. I was hoping to get Bishop to come on and spend a little time with us. It's Mike Bishop or any of his supporters, if you know Mike, tell him to come on the show with us.
Yeah.
She is putting those commercials, has not retracted them, calling him out, saying he voted against the pre-existing condition, which is a flat-out lie. Folks, you need to make sure you're telling people Mike Bishop did not vote against pre-existing conditions. That's a flat-out lie. And Alyssa Slotkin, we're going to have to find that audio and put it on
here. To be clear, the pre-existing conditions are covered as long as you've been insured within 60 days of applying for insurance. So what it is like – you can't just, oh, my house burned down, I'm going to buy house insurance.
Right.
Oh, I got sick, I'm going to buy health insurance.
Right.
So pre-existing conditions do get covered if you've previously insured yourself or been insured before it occurred or been insured while it occurred and you carry it over. You can change insurance companies, right. You know, and you're not going to get penalized for that.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's saving people's money. That's a good thing. That's good budgetary restraint. It's not taking away something that people have.
Yeah. And the fact that she admitted she was lying right in the debate should be enough to make her rethink about leaving that on the air. But you know what? She's a Democrat.
Yeah.
And the hell with the truth. When it comes to Democrats, they will lie and do whatever it takes to win power and gain power and retain power. That's what they're doing.
I'm reminded of Kirsten Sinema in Arizona. I mean, are you kidding me? Yeah, Arizonas are crazy.
I should have picked up a couple of those tracks.
Man, I don't know, people, if you know who she is, but she's running for Senate in Arizona.
She's running against McSally. So
yeah, and it's not really our fight right now. I mean, if you want to throw McSally some bucks, that'd be good. But this character has just been denigrating the people that she's trying to get vote for them, you know? It's the meth lab of the United States.
Yeah. Well, that's like Hillary, right? I want you to vote for me, but you're all deplorable.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Like Joe Biden. I hope Joe Biden tries running too, right? But, you're the dregs of society. Well, I'm a proud dreg and deplorable of society, Mr. Biden, because you're a pedophile, frankly.
And back to Slotkin, so she can lie in a debate, gets caught, and who are people going to vote for a liar? Somebody who just lied out in the open, like, yeah, well, I was lying, but it's politics, you know.
Yeah. Well, folks, all I'm saying is all these commercials that you're seeing is money being put in by outside influence. It's not state of Michigan
Steyer,
people putting
Soros,
this money in.
Yep.
Yeah. This is money coming from across the globe and across the country to try and beat out Tim Walberg with the Driscoll lady, Alyssa Slotkin against Mike Bishop, and across the state they're trying to do this. So please be aware that don't take it for granted either, and also don't believe the polls, because I think the polls are flat out wrong. They're still trying to push this blue wave. I don't see it. Maybe here in Michigan it'll happen, but I don't see it in most of the other states, and I'm hoping that people of the state of Michigan are much smarter than that.
Well, you know we took Trump last time, so
We were smart enough to take Trump, and I believe the average person, I mean, there's a few never Trumpers still out there, whatever, You never Trumpers can
hey,
jab
you
it.
Never Trumpers, when you get in the booth, nobody's going to know you mark the box for Trump, okay? Just thought I'd tell you that.
I don't like him. He's stupid. He's rude.
Nobody will know.
He's helping your – well, the Democrats, they've already said flat out they're going to take away your tax break.
Yeah. I said, what? What?
We're just doing better. I'm just getting my money, and you want to take it back.
Could you say that louder, please?
Democrats.
No, I mean the Democrats. Yeah, could you, Slotkin, could you tell us that again,
yeah,
please?
Democrats want to take away your tax break, folks. Yeah. It's that simple. Do not vote for any Democrat on the ticket, even if it's a local. Just say no to Democrats.
No, because that's where they grow up the ranks. It's like letting some poison weed in your garden. Oh, it's just a little one. I'll let it go there. No, no, do not.
Yeah, exactly.
Encourage
that. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up? You sound down. What's the matter, Joe?
Oh, well, yeah, I just got out of bed a little bit ago, so
lazy bones.
Well, no, no, he set his alarm so he could listen to the show. This is Joe. He's got sleep disorder. Yeah.
But the 5% thing, you know, that's a good start. But he should have demanded you go immediately cut your current budget 5% and next year's by another 5%. But, hey, you know, it's a start. But I mainly called because of the Bishop race, the Epstein race, the Wahlberg race. They even have concern about Bergman and the UP, but I mean, these three or four races, win or lose, especially if we lose, are going to determine the statewide races. So even if you think all hope is lost, you got to get out because it affects the statewide races.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So if you've got a president who's proposing a 5% cut to his departments, that's his budget. But his budget isn't, he doesn't dictate, right? This has got to come from the Congress. The House of Representatives are the ones that are going to make the initial decision here. And so you need to be voting in solid Republicans, fiscal conservatives, because a Democrat is not going to allow a 5% budget cut by any stretch of the imagination. It's not going to happen.
So to interpret what you're saying, Joe, you're saying don't be a stay-at-home because you think we may lose. My vote doesn't matter. That's what you're saying, right?
Oh, absolutely. Your vote matters one way or the other. I mean, now, it may not matter in the one race over the other race, but every race matters, obviously. And while you indeed may be in a futile effort with one vote, it may be the deciding factor in another one of the races.
Yeah, so, and it's one of the reasons I know it's a long shot. I am praying for John James Daly to beat Debbie Stabenow because, folks, we've got more replacements coming in the next 2 to 6 years mm-hmm. with the Trump presidency or a Trump-Pence presidency. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is not going to make 6 years. I'm just telling you. God bless her. She's not going to make 6 more years on that court. Not going to happen.
I'll go ahead and say it. I hope not.
Well, they keep putting the mirror under her nose as it is while she's sleeping, you know.
Is she still breathing? Yeah, she's still breathing.
Well, she should be impeached and removed for incompetence. She's clearly not fit to be serving. They wouldn't dare do it, but they should. You can't sleep through the hearings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, she's unfit.
Yeah,
she's just resting her eyes.
I have a personal story about that. My ex-wife and I had gone to a tax tribunal board, right, and we're fighting a tax increase on the house. They were trying to charge us for courtyard walls that had been there since the house was built in 1968, right? And one of the tax assessment board members was an older gentleman, very nice gentleman, loved him. Slept through the entire hearing and voted no. And so we had the best attorney ever, Derek Edwards. Great, great guy. If you ever have issues, Derek, I'm free plug, Derek. There you go. I still advertises with the Current, mm-hmm. doesn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, every other month. Derek Edwards went to the state tribunal. We didn't even have to accompany him. They told him, best presentation ever. Same presentation we gave that the one guy slept through. And we won. Hands down. That was Northfield Township. On Northfield Township for that one. But, I mean, if you're reaching the point where you can't listen and you're falling asleep, you should be disqualifying yourself.
I remember sleeping and closing and resting my eyes in a staff meeting once, and I heard, heard one of the directors say, I think Ed's sleeping over there. And I said, no.
Somebody pinch him.
And I was listening, and I said, no, I'm just resting my eyes after 12 hours of overnight.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, anything else there, Joe?
No, that was it. But I'm a lot more optimistic, really, than I was before, though. You know, before the Kavanaugh hearings, the question is there too much time for the optimism or the enthusiasm that we've managed to gain to die down? Because, I mean, we've got a lot better chance of beating Stabenow now than we did 3 weeks ago.
Yes, yes. So we're hoping. All right, well, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Take care, friends. Right, love you.
You too. Love you,
too. Go back to sleep. See
you. Let's take a call from Mark in Howell. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Very good. Very good. What do you got for us?
Good, good. Well, you know, here we are with the midterm that's going national. As you know, the president is hitting a lot of states, and a lot of these races are tight. The reason a lot of these races are tight is the Republicans didn't follow through on what President Trump ran on. Okay, they partially hit Obamacare. Okay, they've been talking the tax breaks and the economy. That's good news, but that was not number one on the Americans' agenda. It was border walls, and that was number one, as far as I know. You got Paul Ryan now going to some states, which I find very fascinating. Personally, I don't think that's going to benefit the Republicans a lot. And you got a lot of tight races in a lot of states, including here in Michigan. And I think it's voters, independents, Democrats that stepped over, take out time from the game, like Theron says, what time is the game on, and get out and vote November 6th. Because if we want to turn back and stem back this progressive tide and make it red, then we must vote.
Yes, absolutely. And what people need to remember is there has been a lot of great things done in the last 20-odd months here. Under Trump, and we don't hear about it from the mainstream media. In fact, Ed, I've already written an article for The Current next month. First time in 15 months maybe. And I'm going to go over some of those accomplishments. But imagine what could have been done had we had a Republican Party that fully backed its president. What could have been done if we'd had a fair and unbiased media that was not bashing Trump for every little thing the whole time. Imagine what we could be doing and where we would be right now if we had a fair and honest media and a Republican Party that actually backed up its president.
You got that 100% right. We've got stations like Wham Radio. I just heard on the Fox News cable network, Mike Wallace is probably one of the only reporters out there telling it like it is. And Wham Radio, and you got Rush Limbaugh and a few others. But and Sean Hannity, you know, because I'll sometimes go in the evening, rather than listen to music on Wham, I'll search out some of those other conservative people and get their take on what's going on. But, you know, the Republicans really dropped the ball here. They have the majority. We gave them the Senate, the House, and the White House. And my gosh, what are they doing? They're squandering it, as Theron says.
Yep.
And it's, I think the writing's on the wall. This is going to be a very tight election, and hopefully we can hold the majorities. But I surely hope it sends a message to our elected officials finally to get off their dead behinds and do what we put them elected them for.
Yep. All right. Great call, Mark. I appreciate it, man. Hang in there.
Thank you. And by the way, go green.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Mark. Have a great one.
And thanks for listening.
Okay.
Since the game's going, you know.
Yeah, this election cannot be taken for granted, folks. I know you're tired of hearing me say it's the most important election of our lifetime.
So I'll say it. It's the most important election. I can't say it. Never mind.
It's certainly the most important
this week.
Midterm election in our lifetime. Because if you like the direction we're moving in, and I don't want to hear this crap about, the country's worse off. No, it's not. Stop touting that lie, Democrats and leftist media. Things are better. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts. Yep. Hey, you know, if you don't like the Trump economy, you're a racist.
Well, black unemployment is down, right?
Yeah. Best employment for blacks and Hispanics.
Youth
ever.
Unemployment is down. Unemployment in general is down. The market's been up. It's come down a little. There are corrections. I'd rather, personally, the market doesn't keep going up. We don't need inflation.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got some calls. Callers, hang in there until after the break, and we'll see you all on the other side. This is The Drift. What about a hit? What about a hit of your low? Start to shake. Start to shake with your hand. Will it ever click?
Whatever click, are you a freak?
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. Whamradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Debbie Handley. Migrants trying to enter the U.S. illegally at the southern border are being arrested.
They will be given a summons, and they'll have to come to a court appearance regarding their asylum request, and they will be released to the public and asked to come to this court date. And this is the catch and release in action right now. This is the loophole that the president and so many others in Washington have talked about needs to be fixed.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Saudi Arabia finally admitting that journalist Jamal Khashoggi is dead, claiming he got involved in a fight. President Trump says he accepts that explanation.
The Saudi government announced the dismissal of top officials, including royal advisor Saad al-Qahtani and Major General Ahmed al-Asiri. He's the deputy director of Saudi intelligence. The Saudi decree only reports that they have been relieved of their posts.
Fox's Rich Edson.
Real estate. Your home, whether selling or buying, is likely one of your most valuable assets. When making the decision to hire a realtor, you want someone who will work hard for you. Dennis Boychuk, realtor with RE/MAX, is an Ann Arbor native with over 35 years' experience in this area's real estate and building industries.
Hi, I'm Dennis Boychuk, realtor with RE/MAX. When it comes to your real estate needs to achieve the successful results you expect and deserve, I come fully armed with the experience necessary and have the systems in place and will not miss any details, large or small, with any of your real estate transactions.
Experience. Systems. Results. Are you considering selling or buying a home? Call Dennis Boychuk with RE/MAX today at 734-323-0222. That's 734-323-0222. Or visit the website at a2forsale.com.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Chris Tangeman from Howell.
I had back surgery. I had to go there for like 3 or 4 weeks, and let me tell you, they were just superb. I'm in this industry. I'm an LPN, and I mean, they're just excellent. The aides, the nurses, everybody. I thought especially that their therapy department was just phenomenal, and I would absolutely recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift in studio with Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey there.
Hey, let's take care of a little business and get it out of the way right here. Overhead doors. Your garage door not working very well? Do you need some replacement, just the motor, or maybe a whole new door to upgrade the appearance of your home? Call Overhead Door. 800-736-7686. That's 800-736-7686. Or you can go to www.ohdwhitmorelake.com. That's ohdwhitmorelake.com and get some more information from them. They've got some coupons in the current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com. So if you don't get a hard copy, you can pull it off and print it offline. $75 off purchase of a new door, opener, and install. $25 off a service call, which can help sometimes just quiet the door. And a $65 special preventative maintenance tune-up, which is kind of what I need. But Overhead Door, great company. Used to be with the current all the time, and hopefully they'll be with us more often again.
And folks, if you do facility management, I've used them for bay door.
Yeah,
truck
big
bay
doors.
Door report, repair, and yep. They were less expensive than the competitors. We were really happy with their service.
They used to do the big warehouse that I used to run, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Overhead Door, 800-736-7686. Give them a call and get some deals on your garage door. All right, let's take a quick call from Elaine in Ypsilanti. Elaine, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I like your idea of a live program, no repeats. I like that idea. I also heard that Bush was supposed to be campaigning in Indiana, and Pence has been there a number of times. As far as voting is concerned, I never thought it was real important. But at work, we were voting on a union. And I thought, well, I don't know if I'll vote or not. I'm going to vote against it. Guess what the results were?
What was it?
They lost by one vote.
Yeah, I was thinking. Yep, good girl.
Yeah, well, your vote does count.
And so, therefore, I thought, you know, one vote does count.
Great story. Yeah,
yeah. And even if it's a dozen votes or two dozen mm-hmm. votes, you know, in a recount, sometimes ballots are disqualified or new ballots are qualified.
Look how few votes in Florida in 2000.
Yeah. So voting does count, folks. It really does. And it may not necessarily be the national race. It might be your local race or your school board, which is vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you vote and drag those conservative people out to the polls with you. If you got independents, make sure you're helping them understand the facts and the reasoning behind why they should be voting conservative, and in this election, Republican, folks.
And if you have elderly relatives, volunteer to help them vote.
Yep. Yeah. Do their absentee ballots.
I turned in my absentee ballot, and he said, well, the response is quite big so far, and that was just Wednesday.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I'm hoping that it's a good sign for Republicans. I guess we won't know until the time, right? It's coming up quick.
That's true.
We need a crimson tide. Well,
thank you very much.
All right. Take care, Elaine. Thank you for the call. Let's take a call from Jasmine in Chicago. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jasmine.
How are you?
We're doing good. What do you got for us?
Well, a couple of things here. Number one, I just wanted everyone to know, anyone who's thinking about voting anything but Republican, I just got my third bonus, thanks to Trump.
And wow.
I understand we're heading into November, but you know when was the last time I got a bonus under the Obama era? Zippo, zilch, nada.
Yeah, 8 years of no bonuses, and so far this year you've had three?
Wow, so finally all those Obama policies have kicked in, right? And you're finally benefiting from everything that Obama set up for Trump, right? Yeah.
Yes, I for one am so glad for Obama and for that wonderful Harry Reid. I mean, come on. You know?
Exactly. That's the way the Democrats would have you believe.
You know, the sarcasm is strong in this one.
Also, I wanted to get people not only to vote, but there are great groups out there. Monday night, I went to my first Turning Point USA meeting and met Charlie Kirk. And I have to tell you, it was so life-affirming because everyone there, you know, was wearing a MAGA hat. I, of course, don't have one, so I was wearing my White Sox hat. But everybody there was so positive and was talking about how great it is that people like Charlie Kirk, people like Candace Owens, people like Will Witt, you know, people who aren't even 30 yet, and they're really, really, really leading the charge to get Trump reelected and to just keep that red wave going. And let me catch my breath and I'll say, the real reason I called, what is the deal with that caravan?
The good news is Trump told Mexico what to do, and they did it, right?
Right. Well, they made the attempt, which is more than we've ever seen before from
some
Mexico.
Some got through, but the rest are standing on that bridge wondering, what?
Yeah. Those people who don't know, I don't know how you can not know, there is a caravan of 3,000 to 5,000 people, and they're not... Number one, they don't look underfed. They look well fed.
Mm-hmm.
There is video out there of people paying them to march north. Yes. So you can guess where that money from. I'm going to say Soros, the devil
Steyer,
himself.
Steyer, Soros, yeah.
Those people are paying them to assault our border. And what drives me crazy is, and Gruber says this all the time as well, this is planned. This was no accident at this time the Democrats and the people that support the Democrats, the global elitists, are pushing this. What? They think we're going to try and make Republicans look like bad guys because we're trying to secure the border and not let 5,000 people rush our border?
Well, if they'd have stopped at our border, it would have looked bad. By the time they would have hit just around that time, right? But no, Trump played a really good card here, and he got the Mexicans to stop them at their border.
Which they should be doing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But that just says so much about Trump right there.
Yeah.
Obama wouldn't have done this. Bush wouldn't have done this.
Yeah. What else you got there, Jasmine?
Well, I just wanted to say that if anyone has ever watched, if you haven't, please rent or buy Escape from New York.
Yes. Just
the first 5 minutes of that movie will tell you how they should deal with the caravan.
What was the movie?
Oh, Escape from New York.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, Snake Plissken.
Thought you were dead.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I don't know about you, but every time I look at Donald Trump, I think, Plissken, I heard you were dead.
That's right.
You know?
That's great. That's a blog post. I'm doing that.
All right. Well, great call, Jasmine. Anything else?
No, just, what you guys have been saying. Please, please, please get out there. Vote red. Just keep it going.
All right,
don't let the crazy mob, intimidate you. Get out there and vote.
Yeah. Well, before you go, Illinois Senate and governor race. What's your thoughts?
Yeah.
Let's keep it upbeat.
Without getting into a lot of that stuff, I will say, I didn't want to vote for Rauner because he's as conservative as they come and he's a Republican, supposedly. That's the one thing I kind of went away from the red wave with. I actually voted for Cass Jackson.
Who is?
Cass Jackson is a libertarian.
Oh, okay. So you're a libertarian.
But I've heard,
throwaway vote. Okay. Well, yeah. We forgive you.
Yeah. And I've heard him speak, and he leans more conservative than, Rauner or Pritzker. And so I went and I voted earlier in the week, and I voted for Cass Jackson. But other than that, it was red down the line.
Okay, good. Well, that's excellent. Well, let's cross our fingers and hope we get a Republican Senate anyways out there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Jasmine. Well, thanks for the call, Jasmine. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks. Bye. Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, one of the reasons President Donald Trump calls the press the enemy of the people is because they distort and lie about what's really to be reported. Apparently, this guy that was killed in the consulate in Turkey was part of the Muslim Brotherhood and a traitor to his own people and to the world. He was a personal friend of Osama bin Laden. This guy was no Boy Scout. And just because he was hiding behind the curtain of being a journalist, these journalists, so-called journalists in America, think he's the poster boy for sympathy. And let's get it real. I mean, if this guy's who they say he was, who cares?
Yeah, he's not really a journalist. He's a propagandist for the Muslim Brotherhood. And it's a good segue, Gary, because you must have been reading our minds.
But I want to clarify something here. President Trump, peace be upon him, President Trump did not say that the press was the enemy of the people. He said fake news is the enemy of the people. I know
that's 95% of the press.
I realize that, but we have to be very careful about these things because that's a Dem talking point that he said that, and that's not what he said. Right. I'm not accusing you of repeating a Dem talking point.
Yeah. I can take it. No problem.
So I want you to listen to this track, Gary, because we were trying to get to this last week, and we just couldn't get to it. So the media's main source for the story, and now he is dead, right? They've admitted that he died. Again, questionable circumstances.
He's still
blah,
dead.
Blah, blah, blah. And frankly, I'm thinking, so? Why would anyone in your own consulate, for crying out loud, there's a million ways to take care of somebody if that's what you're really trying to do. Why did you do it in your own consulate in Turkey? Your enemy, your main adversary, right, for Saudi Arabia right now. But anyways, that aside, the media's main source for this whole story started with a guy by the name of Khaled Safuri, who is an aide to Abdurrahman Alamoudi. Does that name ring a bell to you?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to remind you who Abdurrahman Alamoudi is. Derek, do you have track one ready? Okay, listen very carefully to the description of who this man Abdurrahman Alamoudi is. Go ahead and play it.
Here's a guy you may not know, Abdurrahman Alamoudi. Next. Here's a fun-on shot. Next. This guy, he was, for over a decade, was one of the most prominent Muslims in America. Here he is with President Clinton and Vice President Al Gore. Next. Next. Here's a couple more shots with Clinton. And this is not partisan. This is not a partisan thing because next, you know, Karl Rove brought him into the Bush White House as well. This guy headed significant Islamic groups in America. He in 1996, he got Bill Clinton to establish the Muslim chaplaincy program in the United States military, and he formed the body that certified who did or didn't get to be a chaplain. He held ambassadorial status on official State Department trips to the Middle East and the Middle East peace process for President Clinton. You know where this guy resides right now? He's a guest of the United States federal penitentiary system. He's doing 23 years in prison because he's a senior al-Qaeda financier and a senior member of the Muslim Brotherhood in Hamas. And you might ask, how does that guy get into the Oval Office of two consecutive administrations, even post 9/11? And the answer is because the enemy's stated focus of main effort is a pre-violent, not non-violent, pre-violent penetration, leveraging our freedoms of all avenues of government and society to establish a secret shadow government, their words, not mine, and I'll get into where these words are coming from, and to penetrate and subvert and control the information process in the United States government so we are unable to even identify them. And I'll get into this.
Okay. This is how deep this. If you don't think the Islamic jihadists, the Muslim Brotherhood, is trying to get in and control and change our country, you're an idiot with your head in the sand. These people, they're smart. They take a long, long time to look at it. They're not afraid to go in slowly but surely and start milking the system, which is what they're doing and which Obama allowed with all those Muslims coming into the country during his 8 years.
Mm-hmm. He encouraged it.
Absolutely, yeah. He did.
And I mean, that was the whole focus of NASA. It was no longer getting a man to Mars. It was like, you know, extolling Muslim virtues in mathematics in the 18th.
Tell how much we appreciate them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it should tell you that. And there's a bigger picture here, and Gary's putting his tinfoil hat on, right? Pastor released, right? Mm-hmm. Last week as well. You know, and part of that was Trump putting the pressure on Turkey with sanctions, and that was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also released because Turkey can't complain about Saudi Arabia killing one of a journalist while you're, in the meantime, have a pastor in prison unlawfully. Right? So that was all part of this big scheme here. And Turkey's looking for an advantage, and Saudi Arabia's looking for an advantage. And did MBS actually order the hit on this guy? Maybe.
Or maybe
the king
Mohammed
of Saudi Arabia
Salman,
himself.
Salman, the prince.
Yep.
Crown
and
prince.
So I don't like the way American media is touting this Khashoggi guy as some huge journalist, and he was killed as a journalist. And let's blame it on Trump, by the way.
Ooh, call me.
Go.
Okay, so, you know, you do have the media. They're complaining about Trump, not Well, they're actually trying to make Trump complicit in the murder of Khashoggi because he's not, you know, really standing up to the Saudis for the murder of this guy. So they're trying to make it, they're trying to put it like it's on his doorstep, right?
Yeah.
Except they had nothing to say about Obama and Clinton when Ambassador Stevens was murdered in a consulate, in our consulate in Benghazi.
Yeah.
After he asked for over 600 times.
Yeah. And the American media, the Soviet-style media, just let that slide.
Yeah.
But they're not letting Trump slide while he's just trying to figure out the best way to handle this right now.
Yeah. This is as complicit as the media is. It just gets worse and worse the more you watch it. And I got to believe America is finally seeing through this, don't you?
I think so. Half of us are. The other half are voting Democrat.
From your calls, they're telling everybody the correct thing to do is vote red, vote straight Republican on the ticket.
Crimson Tide.
I would say we are catching on. But we got to remember, though, the communists and the Marxists and now the Muslims, they're here for the long haul, the long war. So it might take us another two or three generations to get this right, and that's even with setbacks.
Yeah. Well, one of the other things that's really amazing, the hypocrisy of the Democrats, is Keith Ellison, right? Running, former congressman, running for attorney general in Minnesota. Abused ex-wife, abused some other girlfriends. Plenty of evidence, far more evidence than anything alleged at Kavanaugh,
mm-hmm.
because there are documentation, hospital records of his wife being beaten and everything else, and yet the media is silent. Completely. Other than Fox, I've seen nothing. And even Fox has been just tenderly touching it, not really going after it like they should. Dan Bongino does.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the Democrats and the media literally trying to warp and brainwash you.
You got a problem with Ellison? You're a racist.
Yeah. Muslim Islam isn't a race, people. Yeah. Let's just go there right off the get. This Minnesota, I hope you're smart enough not to do this. Don't make that man who believes in Sharia law, mm-hmm. not constitutional law, the attorney general, the top law enforcement officer of Minnesota, you're going to give to a Sharia-compliant individual?
He's an anti-Semite. And he himself is racist. He's an anti-Semite. He's a Farrakhan Nation of Islam guy. Okay.
You're going to get me next started here. All right, hey, Gary, anything else?
As for the game, I hope it's a tie and they give everybody a participation trophy.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. All right,
Gary. American education these days, higher education.
You never know, right? All right, thanks for the call, Gary. Appreciate it.
They'll go back to their crying rooms.
Let's take a call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, go ahead.
I knew Ken was going to call.
I just had to say that speaking to a lot of friends I know who are planning, like myself, not to vote in November for Republicans.
Oh, Ken.
Really, Ken?
I put the blame on the Republicans themselves. Let me give you a quick list. They support rights for the LGBTQ community. We don't. They support, as they continue, to fund Planned Parenthood.
So, Ken, stop. Let me stop you for a minute. Ken, let me ask you a question here. So, are you going to throw gay people off a roof?
I think anyone who is homosexual, to be honest, since it's a mental illness, I think they should be put in a mental institution. I think they should be forced to get
Ken, that's insane. You are
treatment.
Ken, I love you to death, brother, but you are absolutely insane. You are cutting off your nose to spite your face. If you want to vote Democrat, you might as well just vote Democrat, because when you vote not Republican, you're putting a Democrat into office, which means they're going to be coming after you next, Ken, because they don't like religion, and they don't like your religion. I got to let you go, Ken, because you're driving me insane.
And you want to talk about pro-LGBT, talk about all these things that he's concerned about? That's exactly what Gretchen Whitmer is going to push through if she gets in office. You have to stand up!
Ken, I'm sorry I just had to cut you off that time because I can't go there. I can't listen to that. I'm going to not vote for the Republicans because I want the Democrats to win. The Democrats are going to do everything against what you stand for. Am I hot? It's too late to take a break right now. My blood pressure is through the... Ken, sorry, brother, but I can't put up with that
garbage the score?
Any longer.
Derek, what's the score?
They are still scoreless right now, but Michigan is driving, might be scoring a touchdown soon.
All right.
I didn't mean to...
I'm glad
you're even more upset.
Listen,
All right, so listen, folks, I understand where Kim is going. He's upset with the Republicans because they don't hold his values, right? And I'm upset with the Republicans because they haven't done many of the things that we've asked them to do and put them into office to do. But when you say you're not going to vote for a Republican and thereby give the advantage to the Democrats, let's just say, so you're against abortion and you're against gay rights. But if you are not voting for a Republican, the Democrats are going to come in and push the gay rights on you.
Yeah.
If you don't vote Republican,
and done nothing. All it takes for evil to prevail is for good men
to do nothing. Yes, that is exactly right. So when you do that, you're cutting off your nose to spite your own face. If you want to see abortion ended, abortion funding ended, you certainly don't want to be not voting Republican because you're putting Democrats who propose abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no sense. You're cutting off your own arms when you do that, folks. Please don't be like Ken, because you're...
I'm sorry to be beaten up on Ken, but that just
sent me over the edge. I just can't deal with that. Folks, don't cut off your nose to spite your face. Vote Republican, turn up your nose, whatever you've got to do, you need to do that. You can't allow the Democrats to get in here and do everything that you don't want them to do, because that's what you do. All right, let's take a call from Walter on line one.
Walter, welcome to the show. You got 1 minute, Walter.
Make it quick, bud.
Just a rebuttal to my man Ken. I think you did real good with him, Gary, shouting him down. But anyway, remember, he don't like Pentecostals either. You know?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
that's us, Walter. Kind of picky. That's the same kind of attitude they got Barack Obama in office the second time, because Ken was talking that same nonsense about who you were going to vote for Republicans. I tell you what, I take a Republican at his worst. Is better than any Democrat at their best.
That is exactly right.
Thank you, Walter. You have a great day, man.
What else you got, Walter? Anything? Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
We got another call coming in. But I'm sorry. I don't normally cut listeners off. I couldn't. Ken, sorry, brother. I couldn't do that, because you know what? That just brings us down. That just puts Democrats into office. When you do that, when you don't vote this time around, swallow your pride. Pull the lever for a Republican. Even the worst Republican, as Walter said, is better than a Democrat. Folks, it makes no sense to stay at home this election.
If nothing else, it's who's going to be heading up the majority in Congress. Who's going to be the majority speaker? Who's going to be the Speaker of the House? Nancy Pelosi, because you sat home?
Am I red?
I think so.
Derek, you got some nitroglycerin in there? Because I think I might need it after that.
You look okay. You just kind of...
Serenity now.
The coffee gone? You drank your coffee.
Oh, I drank
too fast.
That went right down. So, folks, let's just end the show this way. Please do not stay home this election season. Get out and vote. If you want your economy and your tax breaks, vote Republican.
Keep the momentum going. That's what we have momentum going right now,
yes.
And we need to keep rolling. If these people are – the Democrats are really – they're scared right now. They've lost the Supreme Court. They've lost this. It's amazing. They've lost the Supreme Court. And why? Because we hold a tenuous majority in the Senate.
Yeah.
And we need to keep that going. We have more judges. These people are in panic mode.
Yeah. You've got to vote Republican this time around. Turn out Debbie Stabenow. Turn out all these crazy CIA deep space people that
Go
are coming
with Jeff
here.
Jones.
Go Republican this time around, because you know what? If you don't and we lose the House, obstruction starts.
Yep.
And there will be nothing but obstruction for the next 2 years.
Yep.
And things will get bad again. So please, get out election season. Vote Republican. Take care, and we'll see you next week.